Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Niver. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Matawar Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Niver.
If you could get a Bible and follow along with me, it would be very helpful. We're going to be looking at Genesis, the 27th chapter, and I've entitled this message, How to Obtain God's Blessing. Now, I desperately want to obtain God's blessing. And I know so clearly that I don't deserve God's blessing, but how I want God's blessing. How can a sinner obtain God's blessing? Now we're going to look in the Old Testament at how Jacob obtained his father's blessing. Jacob didn't deserve the blessing. As a matter of fact, this is a tale of deceit and swindling. But I want us to remember, the Old Testament is given to illustrate the New Testament. And every Old Testament story, without exception, is given to illustrate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a history book. Truly, it's His story. Our Lord said, in John chapter 5, verse 39, you search the Scriptures. He said this to the Pharisees. You search the Scriptures, and in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So remember that when you read the Old Testament, this is given to illustrate the doctrine of the New Testament, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I pray that God will bless this message and teach you and I how to obtain God's blessing. Now, the writer to the Hebrews, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, mentions this story, Jacob blessing his sons concerning things to come as an instance of faith. So, in this story of fraud and deceit, and that's what it is from the human side, we have an instance of faith. Now, Jacob swindled his brother to obtain the blessing. Now, how can this be an act of faith on Isaac's part when it was a swindling and deceit? Well, it was determined before they were born, that Jacob would have the blessing. You remember how God said the elder, Esau, shall serve the younger, Jacob? Jacob's going to obtain the blessing. Do you remember how God said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated? Esau had no love for God. Esau didn't care anything about God's blessing or God's favor. He could care less. He was an enemy of God. He had no love for God. God said, I hate him. And his hatred is a just hatred. It's not like our hatred. It's not a vindictive hatred the way we would. It's a hatred based upon justice. God said regarding Esau, I hate him. Somebody said, doesn't God love everybody? No. No. The Scripture says, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. He loves all in Christ. He loves all who believe. He loves all who are found in Christ. But he is an enemy of those who do not believe the gospel. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. That was determined before by God that Jacob would obtain the blessing. Now let's read about this in Genesis chapter 27. Beginning in verse 1. Like I said, if you've got a Bible and can follow along, I think it'll be greatly helpful. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son. And if you'll remember, Esau was Isaac's favorite. Jacob was Rebekah's favorite, but Isaac was, but Esau was Isaac's favorite. He said, "My son," and he said unto him, "Behold, here I am." He said, "Behold, now I'm old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die." God uses this to teach us of how to obtain the blessing. Now, Isaac has determined to give Esau the blessing. Now, remember, Jacob was Rebekah's favorite. And Rebekah was listening as Isaac made this promise of blessing to Esau. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah said unto Jacob, her son, "Behold, I heard thy father speaking to Esau, thy brother, saying, 'Bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death.' Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence 2 kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death." Now this is deceit. This is fraud. It's wrong. It's a lie. Jacob wasn't Esau. The father had determined to bless Esau. Isaac said, "He's the one I'm going to bless." So Rebekah tells Jacob, "You go and you're going to obtain the blessing by deceit and by fraud." Now let's go on reading. Look at Jacob's reply to this. "And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, 'Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing.'" He was afraid. He thought, "What if my dad finds me out? I come in masquerading as Esau, and he finds out I'm Jacob. He'll bring a curse upon me and not a blessing." Now here's his mother's reply, verse 13. "And his mother said unto him, 'Upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice and go fetch me them.' And he went out and fetched and brought his mother, and his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. 2 kids of goats were killed, and she made this venison, this meat, and made it taste like the venison that Esau had gone after. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, his best clothing, which was with her in the house, and she put them upon Jacob, her younger son. She put the clothes upon him, and she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck, and she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob." She made it to where he looked and felt and smelt like Esau. And he came unto his father. Now, can you imagine how nervous he was at this time? He knows that he's Jacob, but he comes to his father as Esau. He comes with his brother's clothing on. He comes with hair on him that was supposed to make him feel like his brother, and he had the smell of his brother, but it was deceitful. And I can imagine how nervous he was. And he came unto his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn." He lied. "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." Now, Isaac smelled a rat. He knew something was wrong. He heard the voice of Jacob, but he was saying he was Esau. So Isaac says, "And Isaac said unto his son, 'How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?' And he said," this is Jacob's reply, "'Because the Lord thy God brought it to me.'" He implicates God as being the cause of this. "And Isaac said unto Jacob, 'Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not.' Isaac, remember, he was blind, but he knew something was wrong. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Remember, his mom had put the goat's hair on his hands to make him feel like the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not. He couldn't see that it was really Jacob. He discerned him not because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? Are you truly him? And he lied again. He said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I'll eat of my son venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him. And he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son as is the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy brother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be everyone that bless thee. Now there, Jacob, that unworthy cheat and scoundrel, that deceiver, obtains the blessing. Verse 30, the thick plottings. And it came to pass, the thick plottings, the plot thickens, excuse me. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and he brought it to his father, and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who are you? And he said, I'm thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me, and I've eaten all before? Thou camest and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. This blessing is irreversible. Jacob has the blessing. Now, without doubt, this story is a story of lying and deceit, fraud and cheating. And this conduct cannot be excused. Rebecca was wrong in what she did. Jacob was wrong in what he did. It was evil, and God was not pleased by this. But if that's all we see in this story, we miss the main point. Now, every story in the Old Testament has a gospel application. Kind of like the Psalms. When you read the Psalms, they're all messianic. They're all Christ speaking first. Yes, David speaks. Yes, the other writers speak. But first, it's Christ the Lord speaking. And I think an example of this in the New Testament to prove what I'm saying, that every story refers to the gospel, is the story of Abraham. Sarah telling Abraham, you go into Hagar to have a child because I've been restrained from bearing. And then she ends up having her own son, Isaac, because God says, no, that child is not going to be the heir. And Paul tells us that that's an allegory to teach us of the difference between law and grace. Now, we wouldn't have known that that's an allegory to teach us regarding law and grace unless God said it was in the New Testament. And this is true regarding every story. This story that I've just given from Genesis chapter 27 is an allegory to teach us how an unworthy sinner can obtain the blessing of God. Now, there are four characters in this story: Isaac, Esau, Jacob, and Rebekah. And each of these four characters serve as four types. Isaac is a type of the Father, the one who blesses. I want God's blessing. Now, Isaac is the type of the Father, the one who blesses. Esau is a type of that blessed one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who the Father is going to bless. Remember, Isaac wanted to bless Esau. And Christ is a type of Esau in that sense. Rebekah is a type of the Holy Spirit in that she teaches Jacob how to come into the Father's presence. And Jacob is a type of the believer. Now remember, this is a story about how to get the Father's blessing. And I so much want God's blessing, don't you? And I know I'm not worthy of God's blessing, but oh, how I want it. Now this story tells how a sinner can obtain the blessing of God. Now, if I get God's blessing, like Jacob, it will have to have been already determined by God. God determined before that Jacob was the one who was going to be blessed. Remember, the elder Esau is going to serve the younger. God determined that Jacob was the one who was going to have the blessing. So if I'm going to have the blessing, first it's going to have to begin with God determining to give it to me. And secondly, if I get it like Jacob, I'm utterly unworthy, completely unworthy of God's blessing. And like Jacob, if I'm seen only to be who I am in and of myself, I won't get it. If Jacob would have came into the Father's presence and said, I'm Jacob, he wouldn't get the blessing. The Father would have driven him out. He couldn't come as Jacob. He had to come as the Father's favorite. He had to come as Esau. And the only way he could obtain the blessing is if he came as Esau. Now, let's remember this chapter now in light of that. In chapter 27, once again, I want to go through this chapter and see what we can learn of how to obtain God's blessing. Now, in the first four verses, Isaac says, I'm going to give Esau the blessing. All of God's blessing, all of the Father's blessing is to Christ. Isaac determined to give Esau the blessing. And that is who God has determined to bless. His blessed Son, the blessed one, in whom is all the Father's favor and all the Father's love. It was determined that Esau would have the blessing. And then in verse 5, after he made this determination, remember, Rebekah was listening in, and Rebekah is a type of God the Holy Spirit. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. She heard about this predetermined blessing. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother. This is the Holy Spirit telling of the Father's favor to the Son. And he's speaking to Jacob, the believer. And look what she says, verse 7. Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to the believer. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two kids of goats. And I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. Now, for me to obtain the favor of the Father, the blessing of the Father, I'm going to have to bring the same sacrifice that Esau did, that Christ did. Is really, Christ brought himself. I'm going to have to bring the same sacrifice. Now, notice she said, get me two kids of goats. There's only one other place where two kids are mentioned. That's on the Day of Atonement. The goat for the scapegoat and the goat for atonement. Two goats were used. So this is talking about the sacrifice of Christ. For me to obtain God's blessing, there's only one thing I can bring. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same sacrifice He brought, which is Himself. When I come into the Father's presence, all I bring is the blood of Christ. I don't bring my works. I don't bring the fact that I'm a preacher. I don't bring anything about me. I bring only the sacrifice. If I bring anything else, I'll be rejected. Now she says, I'm going to make savory meat, two kids of goats, such as thy father loveth. Verse 10, and thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death. You bring this sacrifice that I'm teaching you of, and you'll be blessed. And Jacob said to Rebekah, now this sounded scary to him. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man and I'm a smooth man. I can't come on my own. I'm different.
My father peradventure will fail me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. Now, I understand Jacob's fear. He thought, if I'm found out to be who I am, what I am in and of myself, all I'm going to get is a curse. And, you know, coming into the Father's presence, I know if I'm seen any other way except in Christ, I'll be cursed and not blessed. And I, having some idea of my own sinfulness, I understand why Jacob felt the way he did. Verse 13. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch them me. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, these two goats. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which was with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. Now, this represents the goodly raiment of Esau, the goodly raiment of Christ, the righteousness of Christ being placed upon Jacob. The only way Jacob could come into the presence of the Father is if he has the goodly raiment of Esau. The only way a believer can come into the presence of God is if they have the goodly raiment, the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how they come into his presence. Verse 16, and she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. In order for me to come into the presence of God, I'm going to have to feel like the Lord Jesus Christ. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So here Jacob comes with the same sacrifice of his brother. He's got the clothing of his brother on and he feels like his brother. He comes as his brother in order to obtain the blessing. He doesn't come as he is in himself. He comes as his brother. And when I come into God's presence, I come only in the Lord Jesus Christ and no other way. Now, verse 18. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I'm Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee. Sit in eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. Now when God says, who are you? When I come into his presence, there's only one answer I can give. Christ. But you're not Christ. But I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. And I only come in Him. I don't come beside Him. I don't come behind Him. I don't come in front of Him. I come in Him so that when Christ comes, I come. This is the name wherewith she shall be called, speaking of every believer, the Lord our righteousness. That's how I come. The Lord our righteousness. I come in Christ. I don't say I'm Todd. I come in the Lord Jesus Christ, which is what Paul meant when he said, oh, that I may win Christ and be found in Him. When God comes looking for me, there's only one place I want to be found, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jacob said, I'm Esau, thy firstborn. I've done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. Now, for me to have God's blessings, I'm going to have to feel exactly like the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, I've got to be in Him. There's no other way I can come. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he said, the voice of Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau, and he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. Now, for me to obtain the blessing, there's going to have to be no discernible difference between me and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how in the world can that be? Only as I am in Him. If a mother is within a baby's womb, and that mother walks into the room, who do I see? I don't see the baby. I see the mother. The baby is in the mother.
I don't discern anything but the mother. In the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, that I come only in His presence so that there's no discernible difference. Verse 24, and He said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And when God says, Are you my very son Christ? The only answer I can give is, I am. But isn't that a lie? No, it's not. I'm in Him. I'm united to Him. The Scripture says, as He is, so are we in this world. I'm in Him. And the only answer I can give is, I am in Him. And He said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my soul, son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And He brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee the dew of heaven. He obtained the blessing. And the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine, let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee and blessed be everyone that blesseth thee. Now, Jacob is the great type of the believer. And if I'm going to be blessed by God, I'm going to be blessed the same way he was. I'm going to have Christ's raiment, His righteousness. I'm going to have to smell like Christ. I'm going to have to feel like Christ. I'm going to be Christ. And when the Lord spoke of His people, He said, Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. You see, every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ comes to the Father precisely the way Jacob came. Now, in this story of fraud and deceit, and that's what it is. Let's call it for what it is. You know, the Bible doesn't try to hide men's character or flaws or errors or sins. In this story of fraud and deceit, I see how I can come, sinful and deceitful as I am in and of myself, I can see how I can come to the Father and get all of His blessing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we have this message on cassette tape, on DVD or CD. If you call the church or write or email, we'll send you a copy. This is Todd Niver praying that God will be pleased to make Himself known to you. That's our prayer.
To request a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to messages@toddsroadgracechurch.com. Or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.